Track 7. Support available for Devon carers. Carers Week has started, and it's a chance to shine a spotlight on the challenges unpaid carers in Devon face every day. Approximately 9% of people in Devon are unpaid carers. That's more than 74,000 who care for a loved one or friend. And just under half of these unpaid carers spend at least 20 hours per week carrying out their responsibilities. And that's often alongside working, their role within their family, and even going to school or college. While most carers are adults, there are also thousands of under-18s who support family members. Currently, around 2,400 carers are known to the Devon Young Carers Service, but there are others who do not recognise themselves as being carers. This means many are without support, and their caring responsibilities can affect their physical and mental health, well-being, work and educational outcomes. So the theme during this year's Carers Week, which started on Monday and runs through to Sunday, is putting carers on the map, helping all those with caring responsibilities to identify as carers to enable them to access much-needed support through Devon Carers for adults or Devon Young Carers for under-18s. This will give them access to a range of services from information and advice, training, peer support, carer assessments, emergency planning, a carer's hospital service, and access to respite opportunities.
A new policing team has carried out high visibility patrols in Tynmouth as part of its first deployment. The neighbourhood support team, launched to target suspects, reduce offending and prevent crimes, spent last weekend in the Tynbridge Resort, which is known as a trouble hotspot. Police said the team visited Tynmouth to carry out high visibility patrols around the town centre and beach areas to disrupt and deter antisocial behaviour and criminal activity. Over the weekend, they dispersed 4 people from the town centre for antisocial behaviour and causing a public nuisance, which meant they were not able to return to the area for 24 hours. The team also collected multiple intelligence reports from the community about crime in the area, which have been logged and will be followed up, according to the police spokesman. Alcohol was seized from young people aged under 18, and one man was arrested for breaching his criminal behaviour order. A police spokesman said, "We will continue to carry out regular high visibility patrols in and around Tynmouth as both a reassurance to the public and a deterrent to those looking to commit crime." Over the last month, Tynmouth has seen an increase in trouble, with up to 300 young people crowding in over the weekends. Large amounts of alcohol have been confiscated and large groups which have been gathering on the seafront dispersed. Local police have increased patrols in the town and sent letters to parents of secondary school children telling them not to bring them to Tynmouth on weekend evenings.
Fifth Royal Academy show for Tynmouth artist. An artist from Tynmouth who didn't take up the hobby seriously until she was 60 is to see her work hung in the Royal Academy's summer exhibition in London for a fifth time. Anna Grayson's picture, Susanna in the Stream, is a reimagining of Rembrandt's painting Woman Bathing in a Stream. It was shot in a quiet pool along the Bitton Brook in Tynmouth. Although, Anna remarked, we did have a few dog walkers go by. Anna originally trained as a geologist before turning her hand to science broadcasting and journalism. When she moved to Tynmouth, she got involved with Tynmouth Arts Action Group, TAAG, and picked up an old interest in art. It was great, particularly workshops, which were open to anyone, she recalled. In 2012, she spent a year studying art at Exeter College and has never looked back. Although she works in various media, Anna has become best known for reimagining famous works of art as photographs. Most of them are shot in the local area. As well as previous shows at the Royal Academy, Anna's work has appeared on Grace and Perry's Art Club on Channel 4. The Royal Academy Summer Exhibition is open to any artist, amateur or professional. It is one of the most diverse and inclusive organisations I have ever worked with, Anna said. I am very keen that others in the area should have the same opportunities that I have had, she added. TAAG has been a very important part of my artistic journey, she added, noting that the workshops provide professional guidance as well as a decent chocolate biscuit. Anna is keen that arts in the area get the funding they deserve. I think it's vital that Teignbridge District Council use some of their levelling up money to support TAAG and help all artists and the whole community in the future. The Royal Academy Summer Exhibition launches on June 18th and runs until August the 18th. And there's a photo of Anna Grayson holding the picture of Susanna in the stream.
Shop to Close. A chain retailer selling jewellery and fashion accessories is to close its Newton Abbott shop. Claire's Accessories is closing down sale has begun. The jewellery, accessory and beauty product shop will close within the next couple of weeks. The reason for the closure is not yet known, but it is no secret that Market Square has suffered declining footfall over the years, which is likely to have contributed to the decision to close the branch.
New date for Water Roadshow. Southwest Water has confirmed a new date for its customer roadshow in Teignmouth after postponing last month's event due to the water contamination incident in Brixham. The Teignmouth Southwest Water Roadshow is now scheduled to take place on Wednesday, 19th of June. Southwest Water was forced to postpone the event in Teignmouth on May 22nd. Customers who had registered to attend the event were only told 2 days before that the event would not go ahead because staff were redeployed to focus on resolving the water contamination incident in Hill Head, Upper Brixham and Kingsweir. Around 17,000 households were advised to boil their drinking water last month after hundreds of people became ill with diarrhoea and vomiting due to supplies being contaminated with the Cryptosporidium parasite. Southwest Water is running roadshows throughout Devon and Cornwall to meet with customers and talk about its services and plans for the next 6 years.